Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 23rd of November, which you know what that means? 4.5 weeks till Christmas. Don't look at me like that. It's exciting.
No, it's not exciting. It's still November.
It's 4.5 weeks. Literally 4.5 weeks of Christmas, 5.5 weeks till the end of 2018.
Woohoo! Are you looking forward to the end of 2018?
Well, yeah. Moving on.
Moving very swiftly on.
As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today. I have in the studio, this is your new whole name, my our security expert, Richard Bell.
The whole name?
Yeah.
Just go with that.
Our security expert. So whenever I say that you're on the show, it's our security. You don't belong to anybody else. You're the bunker extra.
We call you our now.
Our security expert, Richard Bell. From Ten Intelligence. And our guest, as you can hear, I'm really frightened today. These two are on it.
It's your fault. You invited us.
Well, actually, to be fair, I think Barry invited himself.
That usually happens.
Yeah.
Barry and John.
Good morning.
Are back. Barry Thompson and John Sanderson from Me Now.
Morning.
Okay, I'm going to turn the microphones off for now. I don't trust these two today. So it is, yeah, 23rd of November is another show. It is only 4.5 weeks left to Christmas. Have you started Christmas shopping yet, guys? Come on.
Is it Christmas Eve yet?
Really? Are you really one of those?
I'm about a week away. Away from Christmas, I'll start thinking, hell, what have I let myself in for?
Yes.
I will book the turkey next week. That's probably the only thing I'll do before December.
Okay.
And just to make sure I get a turkey.
Well, yeah, it'd be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And then I'm going to name it.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I want one of those ones where you can look on the webcam and you can watch your turkey grow.
No.
And then the kids can name it. And then it'll be on the table on Christmas Day.
No.
Anyway, yeah, I did my shopping. Yeah.
Anyway. Richard's done.
I'm halfway through, so I'm okay. And I've got a Christmas jumper.
I know, yes. We like John's in the Christmas theme. From now on, every week, I want everyone wearing Christmas jumpers or Christmas theme stuff, please. And we have got a really good Christmas show lined up on the 21st of December.
Well, are we coming back?
No.
Oh.
Probably won't have you on for another year.
Jumper, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can wear a jumper.
All right, okay.
We're going to put Christmas decorations in the studio next week and everything. The other presenters are going to love it, especially Paul. Mm. So anyway, we've got these guys here and they've got some exciting news from us. But don't forget, we still want to hear from you, the listeners. So let us know how your week's been, how we're going. Are you looking forward to Christmas? Are you looking forward to the new year? Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with B Extra B Bunker as your hashtag. Give us a call in the studio on Barry did that one. You called once, didn't you?
I did.
You have to tweet us to let us know.
Am I the only person who's ever called?
I've had two calls.
Two?
Yeah. And one sales call.
PPI, wasn't it?
Yeah. Awesome. No, you've just moved into a new office. Do you need any electricity? No.
No, thank you.
Thank you. So give us a call on 01233 220035, 01233 220035. Last week in the studio, I was joined by my co-host Gemma Fairclough-Haynes for Orchard Employment Law, and our guest was Jane Michotte, who is the Director of Fundraising for the Aspinall Foundation. So I was, again, extremely excited because everybody knows that I like a bit of the Aspinall Foundation and Port Lim. And it was great hearing Jane's new to the Aspinall Foundation. She's only been with them 4 months. And quite interestingly, this time they hired from somebody with a business background rather than a fundraising background. I think a lot more people are beginning to realise, you know, the skills are transferable when you run a business to doing other things as well. And she's got some great plans for the Aspinall Foundation and helping to raise awareness. The work they do to help rehabilitate and reintroduce these animals and preventing animals from becoming extinct is amazing. So they've got a million acre project. So they've got in Gambon, they've got a million acre reserve. So basically when they reintroduce these animals to the wild, obviously you can't just let them go in the wild because they're likely to get poached and killed again. So they have these reserves, which is about building the whole ecosystem, not just about putting the animals back out there. And what they're going to do is they're going to be selling. So you can sponsor by buying a part of the million acres. So it's £1 an acre. So you could buy 100 acres of the Gambon. You can choose which spot you want. I said, I want that spot over there where the elephants are, please.
That's a fantastic idea.
But it's a great idea because it's a little contribution from, you know, small, medium-sized businesses. It's great for your corporate responsibility, but also, you know, you're really helping with the Aspinall Foundation with work they're doing.
I hope they're doing that on a yearly turnaround.
Not sure. Probably. I don't know. Jane knows what she's doing. But
don't really want fire and forget, do you?
No, really. No. You want people engagement. Coming back.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, Jane's on a mission to really begin, you know, meet and work with the Kent businesses. I mean, the Aspinall Foundation, although it is a global charity, it is a Kent-based charity and it is quite small compared to a lot of the other big charities that are out there. So, yeah, they need a lot of help and they've got the amazing facilities down there at Port Lim, which are fantastic for business events and days out, accommodation and everything. They've got Giraffe Lodge coming next year. I'm so excited. Not Giraffe Lodge, Giraffe Manor. So a hotel. They've got this really old Victorian mansion house, which is at the back of Port Lim land, which they've just bought, and they're going to convert it into Giraffe Manor. So where the giraffes walk around in the garden and put their heads through the windows and that type of thing. So cool. Anyway, I could talk about that all day. So let's move on. Moving on. So on the show today, we will not be talking about cars, trees or schools. So let's go brush past that and go straight into Black Friday.
Shopping.
It's Black Friday.
Hurrah.
Shopping.
Yeah, gloomy Friday.
Gloomy Friday. See, you know what? I just have to say this, okay? Having Richard on the show every month is fantastic because we get some really great advice about keeping ourselves safe. It also makes you very paranoid. Okay, I went
but
to America.
But in a way, I went to
America, okay? We went to America. When we checked in, fine. When we went through security, I got stopped. When we went to the boarding lounge for the flight, I got pulled over and tested. When we got to America, I got stopped. And I'm like thinking, oh my God. I said to Paul, you know what's happened? My Facebook account got hacked. Somebody's stolen my identity. Somebody's cloning my identity. I need to speak to Richard to see if he thinks this is true.
Sorry about that. And there's you just worrying about, don't post and let everyone know that I'm away.
Exactly. I didn't let anybody know I was away. There was no posts. Or there was a couple of sneaky ones, but there was no posts that I was abroad. Nothing like that. I was being very secure with that. And then, yeah, I get pulled
there
up.
Some coded messages.
Yeah.
That were put
you
out
see, I did a few yes. little tweaky ones for those people that knew we was away, yeah. but no, yes. none of this broadcasting all over social media that I was. We were all out of the country.
You went to the same place I did in August, and we didn't post anything until we got back. But yeah, it's funny. You think that it, you know, it's something I've done, whereas actually, it's your face fits. You'll do today, and it just follows you pretty much from the airport lounge all the way through to your destination.
So, and like, and of course, they're quite scary at the in Florida at the security. You know, they stood there with their guns and everything. Yeah, okay. I just need another photo. I just need your fingerprints. And Paul's going, oh, I get stopped again. And of course, then when you go into all the Disney parks, there's security, and he's like, watch out, watch her, yeah. pull her over. She's dodgy.
He didn't help.
And I did have a selfie stick in my rucksack, didn't I? So of course, they did pull me over. Anyway, but so yes, and also there's something popped up on my Amazon account the other day. We've got Amazon Fire Sticks as well as lots of different various things. And this thing, I get obviously email and notifications every time I buy something, which is great. So this thing popped up and I'm like, I haven't just bought that. Paul, have you just bought that? No, I haven't been on it. Lucy, have you? No. So I'm like, right, okay, change my password. Quick, let's email them. And what it was, it's from the Fire Stick. It was one of those apps that you can download to your Fire Stick, and Lucy must have accidentally clicked on it when she tried to open her Netflix, and it downloaded the app because, of course, it was free. But I'm thinking, you know what they're doing? They're trying to see if anyone reacts, and if nobody reacts, then they're going to hack my account and spend all the money. See? Paranoid.
You've achieved your aim in life.
I am so paranoid now. I change all my passwords everywhere. But anyway, Black Friday. So everyone, I guess these days there's lots of mixed opinions. People going, oh God, Black Friday. And of course it's on the news that they're ripping you off because, you know, things are probably cheaper at other times of year and all stuff like that.
Well, my personal opinion is that it's a gimmick. It's an American gimmick at that. Black Friday and Cyber Monday, it's I think a lot of people just forget it's not for us. It's designed specifically for organisations that want to sell more. It's just simple sales. But that said, it is a seasonal and a targeted period for criminals to exploit. There's no different exploits than what we've covered on the show previously around phishing or trying to pay attention to, you know, stuff that comes into your inbox. But, you know, as we were talking just before the show, I'm sure everyone's email account has been inundated with Black Friday type you know, come and buy it here, 20%, 50%, and all of those. So if you are going out and spending money, that's great. I think you should wait for the January sales. I still think historically they're cheaper. But
then even in January sales, it's normally just all the rubbish they haven't been able to sell any other time.
It's exactly the same as today.
Black Friday is exactly the same.
Yeah, it's just all the stuff that they dust off the shelves and just
it's
try and
just
sell.
Just because the Americans got a day off.
Yeah,
so it's day after Thanksgiving. So it's, they're just making the most of their holiday.
Yeah, and I think the first time it started to land over here was because of Apple being, you know, one of the largest US companies at that time, probably still now. And they were offering £50 off of devices. And, you know, and that became their Black Friday, and then all of a sudden it's just gone right the way through. Still, a lot of bad stuff does end up in people's inbox. So what, you know, very simple advice, I'm not going to overcomplicate it, but please don't just click on the link or the picture within the email. You know, you mentioned about the Amazon, it's very easy for me to design an email looking like it's come from Amazon and targeting you to and pushing you to that sale that, you know, we think that you're going to get. If it's for sale, just go onto the legitimate site, making sure that you've used the tried and tested methods of shopping that you're used to, and seek it out there. Don't just follow the link within the email, because invariably from the criminals want you to go to a similar made up site where they're going to obtain all of your details and try and trick you into a sale. One thing that I would say is that if you are going to make legitimate sales or those that you're unsure about, don't create an account. Always go as guest.
Right, yeah.
Because that account, and I'm sure many people have done this in the past, you set that account up, which literally is for a weekend or a day, and then forget about it. And then invariably that retailer somewhere along the line will have some sort of issue, or they've been hacked, or there's been a data loss, and your credit card's associated with that, and it just becomes really, really quite complicated. So only have those tried and tested and used accounts available, and just sign in as a guest. And then just try and do some research around that organisation, and I appreciate that we're looking at smaller retails and maybe some from other vanquished nations across the globe. But try and check and see if they are a legitimate company, and see where they store their data, and just look at the company as a whole. And if you think that company, whether it's large or small, has been breached, or has suffered a data attack in the past, or a hack of some sort, and you've had your details already registered with them, then you should probably just check your email against the site that's called Have I Been Pawned, with a no A in a pawned. Have I Been Pawned?
P-W-N-E-D, isn't it?
P-W-N-E-D.
I was a bit worried then. How is white going to come
that's
up?
That's a different site.
Yeah, completely different site, no.
No R in porn. And put your email address in and see whether it's been registered as a suffering from a breach in the past. If it has, then obviously you would need to change your passwords. And I would probably go as far as to say that, you know, try and have a look at all your other accounts associated with that email address and get rid of it if you can.
And this again comes up with, because sometimes, or a lot of the time now, when you're registering to things, you can register with your Facebook account or your LinkedIn account, which is probably not the best way to go, is it? Because then you're linking your social media accounts to this profile,
which is all of your, you know, a lot of not personal data, but data that becomes personal that helps people engineer an identity around you. Plus you chuck in your credit card or your debit card for good measure. It's no different from when we first started having this conversation. Just be careful, just be cautious, and if it sounds too good to be true,
it is
100% too good to be true.
Yeah. It is. I think one of the things you say about emails, and I set up a rule on my mailbox to just put anything for Black Friday straight into its junk folder. But if you're getting emails from companies about Black Friday deals, click on the reply to button and see what that email address is. Because 99 times out of 100, if it's fake, that will not say Amazon.com. Yeah. It won't say Apple.com. Oh, it will say something completely different.
Yeah, that's a good
that's a great way of not exposing yourself, but just checking to see if that email is or isn't genuine.
Yeah. And there's other ways you can sort of hover over it. You can right-click, you can check the properties. But, I mean, yeah, a very simple way of doing it is just reply. Don't send, reply.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make sure that you see that, you know, it is from Amazon.co.uk or com or whatever. It's not from a Gmail account or similar, which invariably a lot of these are.
Mm.
And possibly in a particular part of the world that they've been driven from. But it is fairly easy to spoof people's email addresses.
Clearly,
as well now.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because it does say what you're expecting it to say, don't just take that as face value. I would do some additional checks. And regardless of what that transaction that happens and how you've secured all of your payments and emails, we still come back to the number one area of protection that we can affect is those password changes. Do make sure that you change your passwords regularly and that they you know, in line with everything we said before around they haven't been hacked, the emails haven't been hacked. Try and keep passwords as random as possible, memorable to yourself. Don't put them on post-it notes or stick them elsewhere.
I find nursery rhymes are good.
Providing you remember which nursery rhyme you used.
Well, the thing is, even if you use a nursery rhyme, and you replace certain numbers with certain letters with exactly,
like that, yeah,
then it's actually quite easy to repeat. I think we did an event a couple of months ago where somebody said three blind mice, as an example, would take 140,000 years to be broken if you replaced certain letters with numbers.
Yeah.
140,000 years.
You do actually realise now that everybody's going to be using three blind mice.
Quite possibly.
So then it won't take them quite so long.
I don't. But there are lots of nursery rhymes.
Yeah. Where are you going to put the numbers?
And that's the key. It's like you said, it's finding something memorable that is longer than password 12345.
Yeah. Make it memorable and make sure that you don't apply it to everything.
Why not? Why?
So I can't use password.
Does this technique work? Every time you sign into something, you use the forgot password and you change it every single time you go in? Or do after a while the accounts go, oh, you can't keep doing that?
No, most are generally set up. As long as you've got if you set your settings for that,
yeah.
I find putting some form of two-factor authentication, whether you send it to your mobile or whatever.
Yeah.
But again, we don't keep on top of that stuff. So, you know, mobile numbers change, email accounts go off the radar. So it's making sure that you take care and attention and use your areas of connection, whether it be your email or you know your banking passwords or anything else. Banks are a lot better now. They know that they've had to mitigate their liabilities along the way, so they really force you around, you know, what passwords you can and can't use and stuff. So, and I suppose finally, if you have fallen victim of a suspicious sale or you've been attacked or that something's gone wrong with it. One of the things that I certainly find is that people are embarrassed to admit it, just because we've all got stories around, you know, like, oh, I got this perfect pair of Bose headphones. But you don't hear.
You could say Bose then, Bose in his hair. What are you buying Bose for?
Well, he's got more hair than we have.
Yeah, so that'll work.
You don't hear about the stories around that time. I mean, a good friend of mine, to use the example, was absolutely, you know, so happy around buying this Persian rug that never got delivered. And that was £6,000. And this person isn't stupid. I mean, it's slightly stupid for expecting
clearly.
But, you know, this is an intelligent professional person that just because it was cheap and because it looked good and it was purchased.
It's but the if you same thing. If it's too good to be true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a £20,000 rug going for £6,000, then, you know,
you need to ask questions.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But do please, if you've suffered that what is in essence now fraud that we're talking about, speak up. tell people about it, tell friends about it, certainly report it to the police. Your local police station will not be interested. 999 isn't the route, or 112. But if you go to actionfraud.police.uk, they'll give you an area for which you can give all the information, and that information then becomes intelligence and allows others to not be affected, and then you'll see a lot of good information that comes out to help protect people. There's a lot of stuff out there that can help you, and I know, you know, again, we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, overcooking and over technical sort of speak. Just keep it very, very simple. You know, cyber is, you know, an incredibly dark art if you want it to be, or it can be very simple. And this stuff is very simple and can be affected, you know, as we speak now. We can.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? Just being safe. So there's like lots of points there. It's like if you get emails or if you see websites, we've got this fantastic offers on. If it's not a known, recognised website, check it out first before purchasing. Yeah. I know something last year or the year before, somebody I know bought something, which again didn't turn up. But as you say, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Check the website. Just keep yourself safe. Depending on what operating system, there'll either be a padlock, which says it's a secure site, or it'll have HTTPS, which again is the S part is secure.
Yeah, look
you
for
know,
the
those
S.
type of things, you know, again, not in isolation, but as part of your sort of, let me have a look at this. Spend 2 minutes doing a bit of due diligence on that purchase.
But with that also in mind, obviously, even when you go to well-known secure sites, i.e. Amazon, who have just recently been attacked, nowhere is particularly safe, is it, I guess? So it's just, again...
I'll be fair, Amazon probably gets attacked 1,000 times a day because of who it is.
Yeah.
It's more secure than a third-party site. Like you said, if it's too good to be true, if you're on the Amazon site and you've logged into your Amazon account, they're trying to keep you safe anyway. If you are a victim of fraud and something doesn't turn up, Amazon will refund you.
Yeah,
your credit card company will refund you.
Yeah.
With any Black Friday deal... And here's my tip for Black Friday. If you go into a store and you buy something and you don't want it and it's not faulty, the store does not have to take that back today.
Yeah.
If you are buying online, you still have 14 days to return it.
Wasn't it? No. They can do an exchange, can't they? They can't refuse an exchange, but they can refuse.
They can only refuse an exchange if it's not faulty.
Yeah.
Because you're buying it as seen.
Yeah.
And this is the only day in stores that is the case.
So the best plan is, guys, just don't buy anything. Just wait.
I'm telling my wife.
Yeah. If you don't need it,
don't buy it.
And you're not buying it as a gift for somebody, then don't spend the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw these really nice shoes.
No.
20%
off.
Nothing to see. Shoes. No. Purple shoes.
They'll come and there'll be two left feet.
No.
They'll be orange.
Yeah, they'll be size 9s. They'll fit me.
Well, hopefully not. So that's it. Keep yourself safe.
Anybody else depressed now?
Yes, exactly. Nobody.
You're such a cheerful person to have on.
Because we love him, haven't we? He makes us paranoid all the time. He's getting out of us all the time. It's about keeping safe. And it's just those reminders, having those reminders constantly that, you know, there's bad people out there all the time trying to get our data. And it sort of goes across to business as well, isn't it? Keeping your business secure as well as
Absolutely.
Your personal
a lot of the smaller and medium businesses use the same sort of payments and shops and online activity as we do in our home. So, you know, they really should just pay a bit of attention to it. There's this whole panic buy around Black Friday, isn't it? You know, I've heard...
Not in my house.
Do you take all the plugs off the computers and everything so they can't go on them?
I turn the Wi-Fi off.
You can just turn that back on.
I can do it remotely.
There you go. I'll see if I can find if I can...
Yeah, that's it. We'll turn it on for you. Mrs. Thompson, we'll turn it back on for you.
There's always a way.
I might not be able to get onto his account, but I'll turn his heating off or something.
Yeah, exactly. Lock the doors, turn on the...
This Black Friday, I'll be mildly uncomfortable. Thank you.
So, stay safe out there, people. Now, we have had a couple of tweets, so we have to give a shout-out for... I have to give a really big shout-out for Tony Burke from Chips and Dinks. I have to say that, sorry, because one time I said it on air very badly. Tony has just spent the last 2 days repairing a bit of a dink in my car.
What, again?
It was one from ages ago that hadn't got repaired yet. The Laurie, The Rock. Anyway, Tony's worked really hard, done a fantastic job. It was a little bit worse than it first appeared, but he has done another fantastic job. So thank you so much, Tony, for all your hard work over the last couple of days. Really appreciate that. So if you have a little dink in your car, or even he does worked up surfaces and stuff as well, he's your man. So Chips and Dinks on the Twitter. Tracy Ferguson, who always says, have a great show, and she'll be listening later. Oh, look, Barry. Who's he? Barry says, looking forward to being on the show. Oh, that's you, isn't it?
Yeah. That was me earlier.
Yeah, see? All our listeners, Lisa Settle said had a great show. Thank you, Lisa. We've got more details about the upcoming, the next Business Diaries. Have you guys been to a Business Diaries yet?
No, not yet.
Do you need to come to a Business Diaries? In fact, you need to speak to Lisa about speaking at a Business Diaries.
That'd be scary.
No, the Business Diaries are really good.
No, it's our stories. They're scary.
Yeah, you don't
want to open those
boxes. That's a Halloween edition, that is.
You know those dark corners of the internet? Yeah,
don't go there.
We're dodgy, we are. Yeah.
Quite clearly. We're going to have a quick break now. And when we come back, I might actually let these guys speak. Loose. Are you going to be serious? You know, it's like some serious stuff to talk about.
We're always serious.
Yeah.
Seriously hilarious.
Seriously hilarious. Keep telling yourself that, John.
No one else will.
Fabulously hilarious.
But you have got some exciting news to share with us about me now. So you guys were on earlier in the year, wasn't it? Back in
June, July.
Was it June, July? Yeah. You know, it's amazing how fast this year's gone. And I see, like, when people, the time hop comes up on Facebook, this person was on the show a year ago. And it's like, really? That long ago? But obviously, a lot more developments have happened with Me Now. So what we'll do is we'll recap on what Me Now is all about. And then you will announce your exciting news. Yes. And I must have to say, the picture will go up later. Barry and John did bring us a gift today on the show, a lovely pumpkin pie. Gifts are always welcome by guests, hint, hint, when you come on the show. So I have got a song lined up, and I thought it's quite apt because obviously you've got exciting news coming. So we'll be back after this. You know it is.
Simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement, and quality assurance services. helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. So you are listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 23rd of November. And yes, it is only 4.5 weeks till Christmas. It is Black Friday, but apparently here we don't give a damn. No. it's safer just not to even go there. I was going to go online later and, you know, see what deals I could get.
Don't do it.
Okay.
I've got a couple of emails. I'll forward them.
Just log in with Facebook.
Yeah, log in with Facebook and give us your credit card number.
Okay.
Fine.
All right. As you can hear, I am joined in the studio today by our security expert, Richard Bell. Good of Tellintelligence. Yes. And Tellintelligence have actually tweeted this morning. Or was that you tweeting yourself?
No, I have no access. They don't allow me access.
They're not allowed access, no.
Only to my own one. So, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys, at Tellintelligence office. And we are joined in the studio by our guests, Barry and John. I'm sorry, I just got kind of stuck. It goes well. You should use that.
It's right up there with the Chuckle Brothers, I'll be honest.
You do look a bit like a Chuckle Brother, do you?
I do.
The trouble is it's now to you.
The way I'm feeling today, probably post.
This is mean. What is lot on today? What are you on, you lot?
I've been dying with a chest infection for about a week and a half.
Yeah, that's probably why I'm ill today, because you were coughing all over me on Monday.
Yes, that made me mean.
But we have just been hearing from Richard, who's been cheering us up, as he always does every month, on being safe out there, guys. Keep yourself safe. Don't be silly. Change your passwords. Don't click on any unknown links. And don't buy stuff just for the sake of buying it.
We agree.
Yeah,
completely.
We got that all covered. And so now, exciting, we are going to be hearing from Barry and John. I can't help it. I'm sorry. You're lucky. Ben Abbott is now the young Ben Abbott.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, poor fella.
I know. But he is young, so it's quite the young Ben Abbott.
He's never going to get rid of that.
No.
Ever.
But the thing is, he's got baby face as well. So pretty, he'll carry that on.
Yes,
he's
very youthful looking.
He is.
I hate him.
Moving on. Come along. I'm sure he's really, really pleased. <with him today.
laughs> Old Anton Decker. Yeah.
He is.
Quickly give us a brief description of me now, because people may not have listened to the show. You can go back and capture... No, you can't. Forget that. Yeah, no, it's not. It doesn't exist anymore because it's not on the Business Bunker radio show, and unless it's on your website.
No, it was on yesterday. I was listening to it yesterday because I wanted to see when
our
we
old
were
show,
last on.
Was yeah. it?
It is.
Oh, okay. You can. What, on the bunker?
Yeah, 58, I think it was.
Oh, okay. So you're probably one of the first ones to be captured on that website. So you can reverse, scrap everything I just said. I'll delete it out of the listen again. Go back to show 58 and listen to their first show when they were here. I don't think they were quite so cocky that time. I think they were a little bit quieter.
Oh, I don't think we were.
That was cutting.
It was a bit, wasn't it?
Tell us about me now, what it is and how it helps small businesses, and then obviously we can release the exciting news.
Okay. Do you want to do the what do we do?
He's forgotten, so you tell us.
Obviously. So me now. So we help small businesses advertise when they're available. We only help small businesses advertise when they're available. We don't just advertise any business that exists. We're not a directory listing. Let me give you an example. So if I'm a hairdresser, of course I am, I'm follically challenged, but I'm a hairdresser. I'm based in Ashford and I don't have any customers on Friday. So how do I advertise that availability? Well, we've come up with this fantastic, simple app. Well, another app, I know everyone says that, but it's a really simple proposition that allows any small business to say, this is what I do, this is where I am, and this is when I'm available. So it's that third dimension that no one else is doing that allows these businesses to stand out against the competition and fill those gaps in their diary. That's what we do in a nutshell, really.
So one of the greatest things that it does is it will alert your existing user base. So your customer can follow you in the app and you turn on a notification when you want to use that business. So in the hairdresser analogy, anybody following that hairdresser would then get a notification on their phone that says your favorite stylist is available next Wednesday at 3:00. That, from a business point of view, they could ring every single one and try and fill that one appointment. but the app does it in 6 seconds and it contacts every single one of them.
So, so basically, it's an app that businesses
makes them money.
So, as a business, you sign up to be part of the app, and it opens up your diary for gaps. So then, if you've got customers looking for your type of service at a certain time or day, they can see what's available and book through the app. And as a customer, if I'm, you know, wanting to book an appointment with my nail salon or my hairdressers, I can then go on the app and see what dates or times they've got available, and book it that way. So it's, and it also helps with late availability. So it's like, oh my God, I haven't booked my nails. I need to get my nails done. It's very important. Nails done. Who's got, you know, if my local, my normal nail bar can't do it, it can also open up to if there's anybody else on the app around what's available, and I can book an appointment. So it's just for business, it helps them fill those gaps, so therefore make some money. And as a customer, as a consumer, it makes my life easier because I haven't got to phone around. And
and the great thing is it's not an online booking service. You using a mobile phone, so call them. So we put a great big call button in the middle of each listing, so you're calling the business saying, I want to take that appointment. There's no haggling over when you can be fit in or when they can fit you in.
Or any lost leads or anything.
No.
It's a positive, it's affirmative action.
From a business point of view, they're always pitching that they're available to people who already want to use their business and give them money.
Yeah, so it's simple. So I have actually got Facebook Live running, and Caroline...
I wonder why he was holding the phone up very subtly, I think.
So Caroline Bruce, hi Caroline, is online on Facebook Live, and she said, what's the app called? So Caroline, it's Me Now. Literally just the two words, Me Now. And I guess that's available on Google Play
on the stores,
and stores and everything.
Yep.
So check that out. So that's... whose idea was it? How did you come up with it? What happened?
Myself and a friend of mine, Stuart Buckland, who's our co-founder, we were in a restaurant and it was completely empty. And this restaurant was actually set back. The whole restaurant was underground and they're advertising themselves with an A-frame board. So we thought there's got to be a better way of doing it. And when we were looking at what else was out there, we looked at a certain directory service, which was yellow and used to be very, very big and is now very, very small.
It has pages in it, doesn't it?
It has pages in it. Yeah, that's the one. And we looked at how much...
I was going to say Thompson Local, but...
That was the one.
That was them. We looked at how much it was costing. So I met a locksmith and he told me how much he was paying to be the number one locksmith in Canterbury a month. And it was shocking. So we said, right, we've got to find a better way of doing this.
And sorry, just quickly stop a minute, because obviously we were talking about hairdressers and nail salon things, but obviously restaurants is, again, one of those
big
parts of it.
We've identified over 300 different business types who can use this.
Yeah.
It's anything that runs out of a business.
Physiotherapist.
Anything that, runs things by a time and a date.
Absolutely.
So it is. It's very much focused on time. So we are... time lords.
So literally you...
Don't do that ever again.
Okay.
Ever. He brought him. let him in.
I've been called worse. A lot worse.
Usually by me.
Cyborgs. The idea came about... they're off now. That's it. They've corpsed.
I'm just going to carry on.
I know. It's all on live as well.
Thanks.
I'm going to carry on talking until they've calmed themselves.
I'm fine.
You're fine. So you had this idea, you was in this restaurant, you thought, how can, something needs to be done. We are in a world where apps are becoming more and more used, user-friendly, more applicable to businesses. So how did the technology side of it come about? How did you find somebody who could write or design the app for you?
Well, it starts with basically a massive workflow of how we thought it would work. And that probably ran into about 40 feet long end to end. And then we've just spent about 2 years just cutting that down to its most basic. The key to the app is that we are targeting small businesses, because a small business owner, there are 4.7 million sole traders in the UK. They're busy trying to do what they do every day. They don't have time to market themselves. They don't necessarily have the funds to market themselves with SEO, PPC, Google AdWords. They need a very quick and easy way to say, actually, I'm available or I'm free. And that's what we built. we had to go out to a third party to write the code, because I'm not a coder, but you're not. Stuart's very much a technology focused person, so all the back end systems are amazing, but the app itself had to be the most simple app that we could possibly do. Yeah. And once a business has done their first listing, it takes 6 seconds to clone that, change the date and time, and publish it again, because they do the same thing every day. The only thing that's different is about when they're available.
I would like to just sort of tie into security.
I'm just thinking the back end.
Yeah. We're very, all of us, we're all ex-corporate IT, so we're very aware of data, crossing borders, data protection, all those sort of good things. So the whole thing was designed around good stewardship of that data.
Yeah.
We're not harvesting loads and loads of data. Barry will be able to tell you exactly what we are taking, which is very little, to be honest. What am I trying to say?
Well, we don't hoover up data. You know, I'm gonna be honest. I did a blog post about Groupon and the amount of information that Groupon hoovers up on their app.
Mm.
If somebody's doing a search on our app for a business type in a location and they set an available date or date, we take no data whatsoever because we don't need it.
Yeah,
we're not advertising to people. The businesses are advertising to people. We facilitate their availability, and that's all we do.
Yeah.
When it comes to the business themselves, of course, we need to know where they are and what they do.
Yeah, it's a contractual piece.
It's a contractual piece. But from the end user point of view, all we ever know is a username and a password. We don't know the password. We get a username or an email address. We don't get any other Facebook information. We don't take demographic information. But what we would know is we would know in any location a supply and demand profile for any type of industry. So we'd know how many plumbers are in an area, how many appointments they've got available, and how many people are looking for plumbers. And in that way, we could advise a school or a college in presenting apprenticeships for plumbers in a location because there's a need for them. That's where our data hoovering stops.
Yeah.
We don't need personal information.
Mm.
And no big business should need personal information. That's what GDPR was for. From a small business point of view.
Did you just swear on air?
I did.
Yeah, but in a good way.
In a good way. All right, we'll let him off.
Well, from a small business point of view, GDPR is a nightmare. But if you can advertise to people who have opted in to receive your advert because the customer has decided, I'm going to pull that towards me, because I know that business, I've used them before, they do a good job, they charge a good rate, I want to use them again, then that's what we should be facilitating.
Yeah, and they need to know what you're doing with their data. That's the piece, isn't it? And once you have that assurance, once you've got that trust, which is what's been lacking, why GDPR was created and many other things, once you've got that trust, it's no different from having that face-to-face.
Exactly. It's just got to be transparent. Absolutely.
So that's what we do.
So that's what you do and why you do and how you can help all of these small businesses out there.
So what's the news?
What's the exciting news?
So we have signed a partnership with Veteran-Owned UK. Now, Veteran-Owned UK is the UK's largest business directory of small businesses that are run by ex-servicemen and women.
All right, cool.
So what we're doing is, because I'm ex-Royal Air Force, I appreciate that the skill sets that we have with our service personnel are ideal for running businesses.
Which more people recognise that, though.
They do. They're trained in different fields. It makes perfect sense for them when they come out of service to start their own companies.
Yeah.
We want to help facilitate them. So every member of the Veteran-Owned UK directory is going to get 6 months of the MeNow premium app completely free of charge to help them advertise 30 appointments per month and make more money so that they can grow and they can hire more people, and that will be open forever. For as long as Veteran-Owned UK exists, and as long as they have members, we will provide our ex-service personnel with a facility to market their small business.
That's fantastic.
And that
brilliant.
Starts from today.
From today. From yeah. now. See,
from now.
Exclusive. Yeah. It is launched officially.
Yes.
That's fantastic because we're helping getting small businesses and also...
That's our focus.
Yeah, the veterans as well. So it's fantastic. Where what do you see the future of me now being? Where do you see it going? Apart from global domination, of course.
Well, she, it's funny because...
the secret's out.
She does know.
I told you, I know everything.
Who said... the app is easily translated because the basics of the app are very, very basic. We only need to know what plumber is in Slovenian, you know, osteopath is in Danish in order to translate this around the world. One of our main focuses next is going to be the US. The US Small Business Administration, we met with in October of last year, and they have an Office of Veterans Business Development. So it's a government agency designed to help veterans get into running their own business. And 58% of small businesses in the US are run by ex-service personnel.
Fantastic.
So it's huge.
Yeah.
We're looking to potentially do a very similar thing with the SBA in the US. As soon as possible, as soon as we can release the app and all the hardware that we need over in the US to do that. But we see that as me now being able to help small businesses in many different countries.
Mm. So, and I guess that's the whole reach, isn't it? Is to just help as many small businesses as you can
to be successful, to make more money.
Yeah, fantastic. See, I told you, global domination. I was right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We all want to take over the world, don't we? I mean, one way
not
or another.
Everybody.
No?
A few people I'd be a bit dubious about, to be honest.
Yeah, but they're already running the world,
yeah,
so.
They're the ones I'm dubious about, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've done really well getting this far without mentioning Brexit. Oh, sorry, did I?
No, you did. All
right, go sit in the corner.
I do see a disused volcano in my future.
Disused volcano. Well, that's fantastic, and that is really exciting news. And I bet
and
you
exclusive.
Guys and exclusive, exclusive yeah. and exclusive.
We actually held off all of our press releases until after this.
Exactly, and I've stopped Facebook Live, but that's okay because we're going to do a video afterwards. Thank you so much for coming on again and sharing with us. It's so nice to have our guests come back on, and we can catch up with how they're getting on and how it's going. So, do you know, or is it trying to pluck numbers, sort of how many businesses you're currently helping with the app and how that's grown so far over the last few months?
We're adding new ones every day.
Yeah, so it's building.
This will just skyrocket it even more.
Well, exactly.
A lot of the press from this is going out to existing military magazines and publications, etc. So it's not just the current veterans, it's those that will be leaving service next year. We're pretty much saying, can you start your own business? And if you can, here's a marketing tool that's going to help you.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to find out more about Mary and John, you should have that as a slogan your videos.
No.
Mary and John. I'm going to make you a video. Barry and John.
We do have a YouTube channel with all of our funny adverts that we do.
I love your adverts. Brilliant.
Yeah, check them out.
But yeah, where can people find out? So as a consumer, it's beneficial to me that I get all my favourite restaurants and all my hair salons and everything on the app, because then when I want to book something, I can just go on.
Point them to the website.
Yeah, absolutely.
www.menow.co.uk.
It's all there. People, go and check it out. Thank you guys for coming on and disrupting the show today. We love it. Really.
we love to disrupt
the show. We always love you having on the show. You can come back again later on next year and tell us how it's going. Maybe.
Not
possibly.
Too soon.
Can we not just call in from Barbados or something? That'd be fine.
Yeah, if you want to. We'd like to go global with this show, you know. Thank you again. Now, we have had such a great show. We've got so much to cover. I have got a few minutes left to tell you about some dates to put into your diaries. Now, it is quietening down out there in the event world. People are, you know, coming into the Christmas mode. What do you do, guys, at Christmas? Do you carry on going to the last thing, or do you tend to slow down a bit in December?
To be honest, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for the last couple of years. It's just been full on.
Just continually full on. And
yeah. So we're sort of in the middle of the preparations for the US for next year. Mm. So it probably will go to the wire. And then the week before Christmas, it's like, well, that's it. We're done. We're
done. Close down for
at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Definitely. No, that's good. Because I know everyone sort of gets in the mindset, doesn't it? It's either, right, let's have a great big last drive to get to the end of the year and finish with a bang. But at the end of the day, it's only a date, isn't it?
Yeah.
it's another month, another year. So there are a few dates for you. So coming up on Monday. Monday, next Monday. No, not this Monday, next Monday. So Monday the 26th of November. The Business Doctors, Peter Self and Business Doctors, has got another one of his great free events going on. So Monday 26th of November from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Where is it? It's at the Business Terrace in Maidstone. Building a sustainable business. At the seminar, you will learn about the 8 drivers that have been statistically proven to ensure a business will thrive. All the little events that Peter runs are fantastic. They're free advice for you as a business owner, helping you to build and grow. So go to thebusinessdoctors.co.uk or businessmaidstone.co.uk and look up the events and book on. Coming into, now there was, I saw, hang on, I'd like to say I'm unorganised today. Networking, Friday the 29th. Is it Friday? No, Thursday the 29th, 7:45. So if you're a early riser and you like the breakfast meetings, I do not, but some people do. The Marsh Networking on the Marsh is breakfast 29th, 7:45 a.m. If you follow at TD Botty on the Twitter or search Eventbrite for Marsh Networking, you can book onto that. And they have on the 5th of December a little bit more reasonable time networking, which is 10 a.m. The 5th of December at the Sinkport Arms for the Marsh Networking over coffee. So check that out. Ladies out there, you know how much we love our brunches and our lunches. You see, we network at civil times, brunch, lunch, none of this early morning stuff.
With wine, usually.
If we can, yeah, Prosecco at least. Tuesday, the 4th of December from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. is the FSB Big Brunch. It's at Eastwell Manor, fantastic venue, with two speakers, and it's a woman in business brunch hosted by... So now you can't go. No. You can come along if you want to, but hosted by Deborah Turner.
You haven't seen him in a frock. It's not pretty.
Yeah, I don't, image straight out my mind. Thank you very much. If you go to Eventbrite FSB Big Brunch, you can book onto that. It's just £10 or £15. Same week, I'm really busy. I'm fed all week this week. So on the Thursday, the 6th of December, 11:15 till 2:30 is the Kent Women in Business Lunch, Eastwell Manor again. So this is a business luncheon hosted by Emma Lydiard, who's the MD of Global Heart. They've got two great speakers lined up. So these are always, again, great networking, meeting other women in business, very inspirational, and nice food and a wonderful location.
Emma's a great speaker.
Emma's a fantastic speaker. And they've got two speakers also there, which would be great. If you go to kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk, you can book your tickets for that. Guys, if you want to come to an event, I've got one here for you. It's Thursday, the 6th of December again, in the evening, 6:45 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Innovation Centre in Chatham. And it is time for the next installation of the Business Diaries. The Business Diaries is a storytelling in business. They have five storytellers who come on and share their experience on business-based. And they always have a theme. And this is like almost like a social networking type thing. They have theme for this one is an act of kindness. The speakers are, quickly because I'm running out of time, is Soti Koka, who actually was the winner of the speakers platform earlier this year, and he's a TEDx talker. Kirsten Gibbs, Ben Abbott, the young Ben Abbott, at Jill Monk, and Paul Cheese. They will be telling their stories of act of kindness. It's just £10, and from this event, all ticket sales are going to be donated to the Street Soccer Foundation. Go on to Eventbrite. Look up the Business Diaries. It's always a great, it's like networking, but you don't know you're networking because it's such a social, fun evening. And Lisa guarantees me there'll be plenty of Prosecco, so it'll be fine because I am going. So check those out. If there's any more events coming up, do email me. Let me know that they're coming up so we can give a shout out. We have come to the end of another great show and managed to make it through. I was a little bit worried. There's a lot were at the beginning of the show, but we made it. Don't forget to listen to next week's studio. I'm joined by Molly. Molly is back. She's been gone for ages.
And you think we're trouble.
Exactly. And we've got our guest. Our guest in the studio is a magician, Stu Weller. So there's going to be lots of magic and stuff going on. I know. It's going to be a great show.
Magic on the radio. What a concept.
Do not forget. And Stuart. Yeah. Right, I'm turning their two mics off. I turn my own mic off. That's no good. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show, the proper Business Bunker show, on Tuesday from 1 till 3. He's got another great lineup of guests. Thank you to Richard, to Barry and John, And have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Take care.
Bye. The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.